Pepper, go lay down. I can hear your little clank clanks on the mic.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Spooky Halloween.
It's spooky.
I love Halloween.
I know, I do too.
It's so fun. Oh my God, but you know what my mom told me today?
What?
Which is so scary. And so I'm going to be a big scaredy cat when I tell my story. She was like, you can't be careful when you decorate for Halloween because that invites evil spirits into your home.
Well, isn't it the intent behind it? Like,
yeah.
If you think it's just like funny, then your heart isn't open for them to get in.
Okay.
Them.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay. And then I told her, I was like, okay, so tomorrow will you bring over your sage and bless my home? Because, you know, she blessed Green Kensington.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, absolutely.
You know what? I think I have a sage lying around. I've done it before.
Bring it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Double sage. Why not?
Double up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm such a scaredy cat.
So totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told everyone on this podcast probably twice already. I'll make it the third time. Like, when I was little, I prayed I wouldn't see anything, yeah, good or bad.
You
I don't want to see
the biggest
shit.
Scaredy cat I know.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, I grew up, like, my mom was like, you should never go to, like, a fortune teller or a psychic.
Oh, no. Are you Catholic?
No.
No.
Just Christian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, imagine our family.
But, like, my friend Alex, her family, her, like, great-grandmother that live in Cuba, they're very Roman Catholic, but like there's some that are almost like into like Santeria.
Yes.
And like she does tarot cards. Her great grandmother.
I think that's so cool.
There's something like
because if you think about it, like the spiritual world, I mean, and your horoscopes, like the stars, it all kind of lines up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want to be on the other side of that.
Mm-mm.
No.
So that's why we just don't take it
seriously.
Stay
on the happy side.
Oh, and hey guys, it's Cocktails and Conspiracy.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
It's not horoscope hour, but why not?
What's your horoscope?
Pisces.
Duh.
Duh.
I'm a Cancer. Such a Cancer.
Such a Cancer.
So emotional.
Apparently, I'm so dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of am, but
you are dreamy.
Yeah.
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 I love it.
Honored.
Well, welcome, guys, and happy Halloween.
Ooh.
Ooh. Today we're drinking Kim Crawford.
Yep.
And telling you some spooky stories.
Yes. Okay, so in the spirit of Halloween, we are doing some spooky stories for Freaky Friday today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and start.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, I'm going to open this up.
I already forgot what you're doing, so.
Great.
Cool.
That's how we like to do it. Okay. First, there's a knock. A very persistent knock.
Oh, we're getting right into
it. At your door.
Okay.
Yeah. Shit. I'm not even going to tell you what I'm doing yet.
Okay. A knock. Oh, my God. I'm already scared.
It's going to be those guys. Okay. A very persistent knock at your door, at your car window, or maybe they stop you on a walk, on your way somewhere when you're alone. They're just kids, right? And who doesn't want to help out kids in need? Except that these aren't like any kids you've met before. They're not like any humans you've ever met before. Because what humans have you seen that have completely all black eyes and fill you with an inexplicable dread?
Oh, God.
These kids don't want money. That's what humans want.
Yeah.
And they really don't need to use your phone, even though that's what they mostly ask for. No. What they want is to get in, into your house, into your car, into your space, to be near you. But they need your permission first. Why? What are the rules? And what do they want when they get in? What they want is the only thing you possess of any real value. Your soul.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is the black-eyed children. Oh, like I gave myself goosebumps. What a dork.
Okay, wait a minute. Can we just backtrack for 2 seconds? The black eyes. Does that mean like the whites of their eyes are also
all black?
So marbles.
Yes. And I did not write that myself. I've got to give credit where credit is due. There's a great podcast called Astonishing Legends. They have literally hundreds of episodes. And they have like a 3 or 4 part series on Black Eyed Children. So if you want to get into it, check that out. Astonishing
Legends. Is there anything creepier than like a possessed child?
Kids are kind of just creepy, period.
They are creepy. Yeah. Yes. Especially right at like age four to maybe seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're like old enough to know.
Yeah. And they're small and they just like sneak up on you.
Oof.
Yeah. So black-eyed children are mysterious creatures who supposedly resemble kids between the ages of about 6 and 16. Oh, and also, I got to give a shout out to, I mean, I've obviously listened to this before, but we had an awesome chick message us. And again, you know, I think we've said this a billion times, like, please send us your ideas. We'll literally do them.
Oh, did someone message us this idea? Cool.
Yeah. Her name is Holly.
Holly.
Holly is awesome. Shout out Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Yeah. Cool. So, okay. Black-eyed children resemble kids between the age of 6 and 16. Creatures who only appear at night when they show up at the doors of unsuspecting residents and ask in breathless and monotone voices, well, to use the bathroom, make a phone call, get a ride home, or grab something to eat.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what would you do if someone did that to you? If a kid, if a child, would you turn them away?
Absolutely.
Of course you would.
Absolutely. If anyone comes and knocks on my car door, if I'm sitting in it, I'm peeling out.
Even if it's like a six-year-old? I don't think you would.
If it was a I would scream. I would be immediately scared. Don't startle me.
Yeah, okay.
Don't startle me. No. You're not going to get any help.
Okay.
Okay, so like encounters happen everywhere. And now I'll tell you kind of the history of like where this came back. But so here's some like quick facts. So what are their features? Like what do these things look like? They have pale skin, completely black eyes. Like I said, range from age 5 to teenage years, and they usually come in pairs with the encounters. So there's always like two of them.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this is that it has roots with like a lot of like not mythology, but like folklore and stuff in ancient times. Like just kind of like this and like akin to like the vampires or like fairies or like changelings and stuff. So like this whole story of like weird kids go back hundreds, thousands of years. One thing a lot of these stories have in common is the first thing that the people notice, like, and strangely enough, it's not the all black eyes right away, but the kids aren't dressed appropriately for the weather. So like, it's like either really, really cold outside and they don't have a lot of clothes on, or it's hot and they have like hoodies and sweatshirts. Like there's, or like it's not in the like style, like it's dated clothes. Yeah. Like it's literally like they're trying to emulate what a human kid would look like. Oh, Tucky, is it one there? Oh shit.
Tucker, shut up.
What if a kid just came up to your door?
Well, I mean,
oh my gosh. Tuck.
Tucker, can you please stop it?
Okay. So how did this thing first come about? So while it may not be the earliest sighting of all time, the earliest reported sighting was in 1996, which, by the way, I was like, oh, that was 10 years ago, and it's not. It was like
30 years ago. No, 25 years ago.
Time marches on.
Yeah, what is time?
Ugh, stupid. Okay, 1996 by Brian Bethel, a journalist from Abilene, Texas. In Bethel's report, he describes a late evening out in his vehicle. He had stopped in a parking lot near a movie theater to write a check. He was so absorbed in this that he didn't notice two young boys approach his car. So I actually, he's a journalist from Abilene, Texas, and I have his, like, it's not too long. Like, I'm going to read the whole, like, thing that he wrote for the paper, like, when this happened to him. So, and he was really the one that, like, the term, like, BEKs, black-eyed kids, like, came from his experience. Like, that's how it got.
I've never heard of black-eyed kids.
I mean, I only did because of, I think Astonishing Legends a few years ago, like when I listened to it.
Wow. And Holly.
Who?
The listener that.
Oh, and I was like, oh, take that out. That's so weird. Like, yeah, Holly knows. Okay. Oh, so here's his firsthand account.
Okay.
There was a knock on my driver's side window. Two young boys, somewhere between 9 to 12 years old and dressed in hooded pullovers, stood outside. I cracked the window a bit, anticipating a spiel for money, but I was immediately gripped by an incomprehensible, soul-wracking fear. I had no idea why. A conversation ensued between one boy, a somewhat suave, olive-skinned, curly-headed young man, and myself. The other, a red-headed, pale-skinned, freckled young man, stayed in the background. The spokesman, as I've come to think of him, told me that he and his companion needed a ride. They wanted to see a movie, Mortal Kombat, so 90s.
So 90s, I love it.
But they had left their money at their mother's house. Could I give them a ride? Plausible enough, but all throughout this exchange, the irrational fear continued and grew. I had no reason to be frightened of these two boys, but I was terribly. After a bit more conversation, I looked up at the theater marquee and down at the digital clock display in my car. Mortal Kombat's last show of the night had already started. By the time I could have driven the boys anywhere and back, it would have been practically over. All the while, the spokesman uttered assurances. It wouldn't take long. They were just two little kids. They didn't have a gun or anything. The last part was a bit unnerving. I noticed that my hand had strayed towards the lock on my door. I pulled it away, perhaps a bit too violently. In the short time I had broken the gaze of the spokesman, something had changed, and my mind exploded in a vortex of all-consuming terror. Both boys stared at me with coal black eyes, the sort of eyes one sees these days on aliens or bargain basement vampires on late night television. Soulless orbs like two great swaths of starless night.
Oh my God.
I did what I feel any rational person would do. I full-on freaked out inside while trying to appear completely sane and calm. I apologized to the kids. I made whatever excuses came to mind, all of them designed to get me the hell out of there fast. The aura of fear was now a palpable black hanging thing, almost as if reality itself was warping around me. Wrapped my hand around the gear shift, threw the car into reverse, and began to roll up the window, apologizing all the while. My fear must have been evident. The boy in the back wore a look of confusion. The spokesman banged sharply on the window as I rolled it up.
Oh my God.
His words, full of anger, echo in my mind even today. We can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in.
What the fuck?
I just have chills again. I drove out of the parking lot in blind fear, and I'm surprised I didn't sideswipe a car or two along the way. I stole a quick look in my rearview mirror before peeling out into the night. The boys were gone. Even if they had run, I don't believe there was any place they could have hidden from view that quickly. So Brian Bethel went on to receive emails, calls, etc. for years. Some were people wanting interviews, and a lot were wanting to share their own stories. And an interesting thing that I found, black contacts weren't available to kids in Abilene in the 90s. Like they cost, like those, the cosmetic contacts that we see. Like
the ones that we saw in music videos.
Yeah. They were super expensive. Like, like some small kids in Abilene, Texas, like didn't have any place to get them. So, yeah. He goes on, like, and I'll also link the Texas Monthly did an article on him.
Oh wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but he was like, the thing that got me was how many people had similar experiences to mine and just wanted to talk about it. They didn't want anything in return. Like he's like, it's gone on for years.
Were they the same kids or were they different?
Different, but same. Ooh. Like what you described was my. Now there's differences. Like I was in my house and there was a knock on my door in the house. But like the fear, but and like
both little boys, like a brunette and a redhead.
Sometimes no, they'll look different. Sometimes it's a little girl and a boy. Oof. But like the common thread is like they're children. They dress weird. they ask to come in or use something inside wherever you are, whether it's your car or your house, they're, like I said, they're dressed inappropriately, and all of a sudden you have this like all-consuming fear that isn't like, you don't understand why you're so scared, and then you like notice the eyes. So there's a couple of articles that I'll link out. There's 16 stories in one, like encounters with the black-eyed kids. There's another like 10 bizarre but chilling encounters. Like there's stories, and it's not just in the US, it's all over the world. There are some stories that people have also reported seeing the black-eyed kids that have talons for feet or other demonic attributes, but most sightings are of like normal children. Described as wearing dated clothing or dressing in a way that's not typical of that kid of that age. They always ask for something, and it's always something that involves being in close quarters with you. There's no reported stories of what happens when you let a black-eyed kid into your vehicle or home. All stories come from people whose eerie feelings made them flee from the children.
Well, yeah, because they probably come in and kill you. So
or
no one survives.
Suck out your soul.
Like, they suck out your soul.
Dementor it up.
That's for sure what happens.
Yeah. The story has been added to the internet creepypasta lore, but to this day, Brian Bethel insists the incident was real and happened in the way he reported. In 2014, a British paper reported that sightings of black-eyed children around the world are rising.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the question is, are black-eyed kids real? So there's good reason to suspect black-eyed children are a real phenomena. The original sighting in 1996 was by a newspaper reporter whose interest in telling the story of what he experienced was more out of curiosity than fame-seeking. To this day, he maintains the story happened exactly as he told it. There are also many, many independent eyewitness accounts spread out through multiple countries who have described similar experiences. They corroborate with each other with the same MO. Like I said, pale appearance with all black eyes, appearing twos and threes, clothing style out of date, and needing to gain access into where the witness is.
But they can't come in unless they're invited.
Mm-hmm. It's also important to keep in mind that the black-eyed kid story isn't that phenomenal. If someone were making up a story, they might try harder to make it more interesting or fantastical. The situations described seem creepy, but not like the plot of a horror movie. Just an everyday situation with some kids in it that seems strange.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Okay, so everyone, if a child with all black eyes,
look for that first. Don't look at their clothes.
Look at their eyes. Yeah.
But maybe they're like, they make your attention wander, so you don't see their eyes. I don't know.
Or if it's dark outside, you can't really see.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but how scary.
Oh, God.
I hate it so much.
I know. I mean, there's, on these lists, there's 26 individual, like, stories. And, you know, listen, I mean, anybody can make up anything on the internet. But, I mean, there's so many people. And I think that point was kind of interesting. Like, you'd think if you were making something up, it would be a little bit more, like,
yeah,
crazy or dramatic. But yeah, I'll there's a lot of links that I'll
we'll
put in our show notes and stuff. But yeah.
Children are so creepy.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so I'm doing some Ouija board stories. And I just want to preface it by saying I will never get a Ouija board.
Never had one.
Never had one. Not interested in one.
Wasn't allowed to have one.
Never.
Mm-mm.
I don't want any of that, like, in my aura.
You don't want that juju.
No bad juju. So I'm just going to say that if anyone can hear me.
you're just repeating. You don't mean any of this.
Yeah, I don't mean any of this. This is just for fun.
You're putting that out in the universe. Do you not even want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm that, like, well, look what's going on in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey.
Don't even get me started.
Don't.
Okay, but it is kind of interesting.
Oh, I can't
wait. I do like hearing, like, these kind of stories.
I like this, too.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the origin of Ouija boards.
Yes, I know nothing.
Or is it Ouija? A Ouija?
Is it a Ouija?
Well, it's spelled O-U-J-A.
I think it's O-U-I-J-A, right?
O-U-I-J-A, yes.
Ouija?
I don't know. But it's also known as spirit writing, later called Fuji or planchette writing. It actually has a really long tradition, and it started in China, where messages from various deities and spirits were received by mediums since the Song Dynasty. And the
Did you ever find a picture of the original?
Like, I have one. Yeah.
I want to see.
It's pretty cool. And the Song Dynasty started around 900 AD.
Yeah.
So it goes back a ways. So the method was known as Fuji planchette writing. And the use of planchette writing was a means of communication with the spirit world continued. And albeit under special rituals and supervisions, was a central practice of the Quanzhen school until it was forbidden by the Qing dynasty in the 1600s.
I think that's, is that Chang? Chang dynasty?
Is it?
I think that's how you say it.
Oh my God. So dumb. Okay.
Well, you don't speak.
I don't.
Chinese. How would I know? You don't speak Mandarin or.
Is Q-cha? Kind of like.
It's Q-I-A.
But it's Q-I-N-G. Ching?
It's Q-I is a ch sound, I think.
Ching.
And the only reason I know that is because. Oh, I'm whispering like. Whisper. Oh my God. Because one of our partners, one of the main guys.
Well, that sounds
his
more
name,
correct than Qing. So dumb.
Okay, yeah. So his name looks like that. Q-I-A. It's Chung. I said Chang the first time.
It's Chung. Chung. Okay.
Chung Ding.
Chung Ding.
Chung. So.
What a name.
I think it's Chung Dynasty or whatever.
That sounds more correct.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Oops.
We're learning.
Yeah. Okay. So then, fast forward to the late 1800s and
all the spiritualism.
Yeah.
Shit. They loved it. Oh, they loved it.
So then it became like a toy, right?
Mm-hmm.
In February 1891, the first few advertisements started appearing in papers. Ouija, the wonderful talking board. And doesn't that sound so sweet and fun?
It sounds like the like the board games we had, like what was the dating one back in that? Like it was like the crush, like your crush calls you. Like you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh god.
The one with the phone?
Yeah.
Fuck, what was that called?
I can see the board.
I can see it too, and the phone.
And I can see those commercials too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet people are screaming at us.
I don't know. Are you going to look it up?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because we can't let our fellow millennials down.
Right.
Like our older, old millennials. I think we're old millennials.
I mean, I have. No, I think we're like middle millennials.
Okay.
Yeah. Randy's an old millennial.
Right. Okay.
No way.
Dream phone.
Yes.
They're going for $200.
What?
Right now. Yeah.
So there's a chance for Beanie Babies.
Maybe. You know, there are, I will never forget, like, there is a couple going through a divorce that, like, part of the divorce settlement was, like, they were, like, literally, like, moving Beanie Babies into a pile. That was, man, my mom got us a couple.
I have.
But I played with them. I didn't get the collection.
Oh, I was a collector.
But I did have one of the rarest ones. It was a white unicorn with like the thing, yeah. But of course I took the tag off and I played with it.
It's worthless. Yeah,
God.
I have the royal blue elephant.
Is that the rarest one?
It's one of them.
How much is it worth?
I don't know, like $7. But it was
at one point
it was worth like $10.
God,
grand.
Beanie Babies were like the stock exchange for children.
Yes,
you should have sold.
I should have sold
when it was high. Well,
but I was greedy. I was greedy and wanted to wait like an idiot. Okay. So Ouija, the wonderful talking board, boomed a Pittsburgh toy and novelty shop describing a magical device that answered questions about past, present, and future with marvelous accuracy and promised never failing amusement and recreation for all the classes.
In small print, actually, this is like the spirit world talking to you.
Be careful. Yeah. Oh, every little noise is freaking me out right now.
I know, because we're spooky.
Okay. So it provided a link between the known and unknown, the material and immaterial. And then another advertisement in a New York newspaper declared it interesting and mysterious. It was $1.50. Yeah. So the mysterious talking board was basically what's sold in board game aisles today. It's a flat board with the letters of the alphabet arrayed in two semicircles above the numbers 0 through 9, the words yes and no in the uppermost corners, goodbye at the bottom, accompanied by a planchette, which is a teardrop-shaped device, usually with a small window in the body used to maneuver
about the board. Oh, that's what that's called?
Yeah,
okay. Planchette. So it basically has not changed.
No. The idea was two or more people would sit around the board, place their fingertips on the planchette, pose a question, and watch dumbfounded as the planchette moved from letter to letter, spelling out the answer seemingly of its own accord. And the biggest difference now is the materials. So the board is now usually cardboard rather than wood, and the planchette is plastic. So that's
cheap,
really the only cheap difference.
Cheap-ass modern Duh. Game.
Okay, so I have a couple of crazy stories I found. I'll start with...
I'm going to believe all of them.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm just...
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
No Ouija board is allowed in my household. All good vibes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the first murder of the Ouija board. In 1933... Dorothea Turley.
Such a 30s name.
I'm sorry. Dorothea.
Dorothea.
Yeah. And her 15-year-old daughter, Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E, took a board for a spin. A spirit contacted them and told them via the board to kill Dorothea's husband, Ernest. Another very 30s
Ernest.
Name. However, it wasn't enough that Ernest had to die. It had to be Maddie that killed her father, telling her that, quote unquote, the board cannot be denied. Dorothea ordered her daughter to shoot her father with a shotgun.
That was all Dorothea.
God, Dorothea, chill out. He died in a hospital from his wounds. Maddie was sent to reform school until she was 18, but there are no records of her after that. Hmm. The Turley case became known as the first ever murder by Ouija board.
A.K.A. Dorothea's like sitting there with their little hands like, kill your father.
He's driving me fucking crazy.
But I can't
and
get a divorce.
And you have to do it. Because
you do it.
Yeah. There's the shotgun.
You're 15. You won't go to jail.
Yeah.
Dorothea. You
what
conniving
a
bitch.
Right? Okay. This one is the Oklahoma Ouija board murder.
Why do I feel like anything that happens in, like, rural mid-America is scarier?
Right?
It's just, you're so alone.
Because you're so alone.
Yeah.
And it's big and empty.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Oklahoma resident Carol Sue Elvaker.
What year is this?
2001. Oh. Carol Sue Elvaker. Had no criminal record, no history of mental health problems, but one dark night in February 2001, she killed her son-in-law, Brian Roach.
Oh my God.
Elvaker claims that she used a Ouija board, which she says sent her a message from the beyond that her daughter's husband was possessed by an evil spirit and must be murdered. After stabbing him to death in his sleep,
jeez,
Elvaker turned on her own blood. She bundled her own daughter and granddaughter into her car in an attempt to kill them in a crash.
Wait, what? Like, they were, like, how did, oh, she just got them
yeah,
out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, come get in the car.
I guess she.
And she's going to wreck them all.
She's a big, strong woman.
no, not Dorothea. Sue?
Carol Sue.
Carol Sue.
Yeah. Thankfully, no one died, but Elvacore suffered 2 broken ankles, which didn't stop her from stripping naked and running into the woods.
Oh my God.
She must have been on drugs or something. She claimed that the evil spirit that was in Brian had possessed her instead. She was later ruled to be insane in what quickly became known as the Oklahoma Ouija board murder.
Oh my God, I need to look that up.
Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of that.
Fuck. Okay. And then I just, I think one was from one of our listeners, and then the other ones were from Reddit and Quora. So this one's from Gail F. So my soccer team had a sleepover at our gym, and we played with a Ouija board. Nothing too eventful happened until the board spelled out T-H-I-R-S-T.
Thirst?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
F-I-R-E.
Fire.
And H-E-L-P.
This isn't a guessing game, Caitlin. Like, it's a fucking spelling. What was the last one?
H-E-L-P.
Thirst. Fire, help. Ooh. Yes. Ooh.
So we closed out the board. When we went back to school a few days later, we asked the athletic director, whose office was in the gym, if he knew the history of the gym. He told us that the gym burned down once a long time ago and one man died in the fire.
Oh, no.
Creepy.
That's from Gail. Weird. Okay. Gail, good story.
Yeah. This one's from Randy from Michigan. Randy learned what a Ouija board was the hard way when 2 of his family members introduced him to one when they were all children. He said, my brother and cousin were older than us. This particular time, they had come home with a Ouija board. We agreed to play and to turn off the lights and light a candle. Randy sat down with his favorite doll, Kelly, at his side. Okay, I guess he liked dolls, so that's fine.
Is it a doll or dog?
Doll.
Okay.
We started playing and asking questions, he says, and before we knew it, the planchette started moving around in a pointed direction. It traveled the board, dragging itself to the letter K, then made its way to E, and then L. For a moment, it paused and then quickly circled right back around for another L before finally landing on Y. The next thing we knew...
The fucking doll.
There was a loud bang against the radiator, and everyone started screaming. We turned on the lights, and by the radiator was the severed head of my favorite doll. Oh my God, how traumatizing.
It was real.
If it is real, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was real. Duh.
Okay, this is from Hammer Hands. We were... We were hanging out in a friend's dorm room and busted out the Ouija board. There were a few of us who had used them before and a few who hadn't that were quite skeptical.
If your friends did this in college, would you leave the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
I'd go back to my room.
Yeah, because it would not happen in my room. Absolutely not.
No. I would send them away.
Yeah. Please leave.
I would have no FOMO. I'd be like,
I can't GTFO. Do it. Yeah.
No. No. And if somebody brought that over to my house, I would be like, no, get it out of here. Put it in your car.
Yeah.
No. You know what?
Don't even put it in your car because I will never get in your car again.
Mm.
Let's go bury it and then set the ground on fire.
I don't know anyone with a Ouija board.
I don't either.
And even growing up, like for sleepovers and stuff.
Never.
We would prank call people and then like.
I loved prank calling people.
I remember I was at one sleepover. We did try to call psychic readings.
What?
Psychic readings. The Jamaican woman who was a fraud.
Okay. Well, that's
what
different.
Was her name?
I don't know.
God, I'm remembering all these like late 90s like things that I can't think of anymore.
I think I can see the commercial though.
Okay. Yeah. People are yelling at me. Before. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So it was about 11 p.m. and the communication with the board was going quite well. Gary, one of the skeptics, kept calling it bullshit. We convinced him to sit on the floor with us and give it a shot. His first question, is this for real or is this just a bunch of bullshit? The planchette zipped to no. Fine, he says, still not believing. Prove it. As soon as he finished saying prove it, The lights in the room flickered and the building's fire alarm went off.
No.
This freaked us all out and we left the room to follow the fire alarm procedures. After about 20 minutes, campus safety said it was a false alarm and let us all back into the dorms. When we arrived back up to our friend's room, the Ouija board was gone.
No.
No one took it with us and the room was left locked.
That's weird.
That is weird. Okay, this is my last one. It's from Anonymous. When I was little, my mom took out a Ouija board and asked my brother and I if we'd like to play with it. It started out pretty funny. Someone was obviously moving the glass thing, making words like poop and stuff like that. And then it says,
of course.
Did I mention we were young enough for that to be hilarious? I mean,
I laughed at it.
It's funny. But then my mom said, okay, let's get serious and try to contact someone. Here's where it gets weird. A friend of hers had recently gone missing. He'd been missing for a month or so, and nobody knew where he was. When we asked who it was we were talking to, his name was spelled out. Let's just say it was George. This person says, since I genuinely don't remember. When we asked George if he was my mom's friend, he said yes. My mom got visibly upset and asked where he was. In a lake was spelled out. It was extremely upsetting and we stopped immediately. Mom tried to be lighthearted about it, and since I was young, I believed it was no big deal as well, following her lead. About 2 weeks later, they found George's body. He'd been hit by some car or train or something like that on a bridge, and his body fell into the nearby lake. It was a reasonably remote place, so nobody had found it for a while.
Oh,
crazy.
I've I've chills. Like, that's weird.
Hate it.
If this is all true, this is really weird.
But it's all fun and games, right?
Right. Until somebody gets murdered.
Hate it. So yeah, I was really like nervous to do the Ouija board thing just because,
well,
you know, I don't want any of that shit near me.
Oh, and Holly mentioned this one too.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Holly, she sent us
a lot of great ideas. It's on our Instagram. Love it.
What are you doing for Halloween? Oh, going to the bash.
Yeah. And then I have family in my family from Colorado is coming in town. So Sunday is.
What's the baby going to be?
This is terrible. I don't remember. I think they're going to be. Like little, oh my God, mom told me like 3 times and I don't remember. So it'll be a nice little surprise.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of little kids are going to be there. So we're doing like a baby Halloween on Sunday.
Love it. Yeah. That's what we're doing too.
What's Thomas?
Thomas is going to be an astronaut. We're all astronauts.
Cute. Right? I love that.
I got his costume in May. So it was on sale. It's super cute. I'll have to show it to you.
Tracy wants to be a cow. With udders, and then anytime anyone talks to him, he's already planned out his whole party trick. He's gonna say, "That's utterly ridiculous."
So silly.
I was like,
such a dad joke.
He doesn't have it. I was like,
well, it's in a couple days.
I know. Hey, I can't do everything.
Yeah. I had to order Randy's costume. I hope it fits. Yeah. I know.
I hope mine fits.
Oh, it's going to look so good.
My only JLo left was that green Versace dress, and there was just no way.
Why?
Well, where do I get that?
Well, you'll find it somewhere. I feel like I saw it on Vanderpump Rules. I feel like Lala wore it.
Yeah.
So just ask Lala.
Yeah, let me just hit her up on the DMs.
Yeah.
On Insta.
You don't watch Bravo, do you?
Yes, of course I do.
What is going on with her and Rand?
I think they're apart, but she's like trying to say like they're working on it.
I don't think they're working on it.
I don't either. I think that's like just PR. I think they're sad. I know.
I liked them together, even though he cheated on his first wife with her.
His eyes are too close together.
They are very close together.
Super close.
Yeah.
But their little daughter, Ocean, is so cute.
So cute. All those Vanderpump babies are really cute.
Super cute.
For being such horrible people, they made really cute babies.
Uh-huh. I mean, look, they're you know.
Good-looking people.
Good-looking people. Yeah, so,
I guess that's what happens.
Yeah. Anyway, so, oh, let's wrap this up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Just loved. I could talk about Bravo all day.
I know.
So good.
Well, happy Halloween. Be safe. Have fun.
Be very safe and be careful. And
remember, we love you.
God bless. And trust no one.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.